Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio was having some technical problems, and of course, we always get caught in that mismatch.
I know. I mean, we're like an hour and a half late starting our show.
So we're heading into a happy hour, even better.
Hey, by the way,
hello. There we go. La Marca, the good stuff. Anyhow, you're listening to Love Burns. I'm Charity Trueheart.
I'm Gwendolyn Lovequist.
And we're here traversing through love's muddy waters in search of that fabulous sunset and a waterfall or two.
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
It could happen.
It can happen.
Yeah, it can.
I'm a hopeless romantic.
Well, you know, cheers. You know, I'm on a few dating sites, and it never ceases to amaze me that men think that that's the calling card. I like waterfalls. Walks on the beach, that's a big one too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Walks on the beach.
And beautiful sunsets. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, so does everybody. Come up with some new stuff. In fact, if you'd like me to give you some dating advice, contact me on Facebook. I'll do it for a nominal charge.
Hey.
I'll rewrite your profile.
Hey.
You know, I have 56,000 hits.
You would be good at that. Mm-hmm. 56,000 hits and how many dates?
Are we talking successful?
Well, I think if it's successful, the fact that you've got 56,000 hits, I think it's successful that men are interested and want to go to the next step and want to know about you.
This is true. But you know what I found for the most part on these dating sites is that it really is just another extension of Facebook. Mm. It's like scrapbooking. Oh, that looks good. I'll save it. Maybe Pinterest. I'll save it. I'll pin it.
Oh, boy.
You know, and there's maybe two sentences passed back and forth. And
right.
Unless the interest goes to where they say, can I have your phone number? And they call right away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I've given my phone number and they haven't called. And then they call like a week later. And I'm like, oh, no, that ship left. You missed it. That thing's out on the ocean. I am. I'm bad.
Well, you know, my husband asked for my phone number in November, and he didn't call me until January.
What?
Yeah. But I made him pay for it.
I made
him marry me.
I was going to say, the piper got called for that one somewhere.
It's still
along
one of
the line.
Our favorite dinner stories.
Okay, that would not have been acceptable for Cynthia and her short attention span. She would have been gone.
Well, I think I have the perfect letter to start.
All right,
with.
Good. Okay. Go ahead. You start.
It's actually to you.
Oh, geez.
I know.
Well, we've got the curse jar ready.
Here's 56,001.
Oh, my.
My sister listens to your show and thought I should, too. Dear Charity. Well, I haven't laughed so much in a long time. You are two funny ladies, but you, Cynthia, sparked something in me, so I decided to reach out.
Don't shoot.
I couldn't wait to read this to you. Are you serious about looking for a mate? Because if you are, I think I'm the man for you.
Oh, boy.
I don't do the online dating thing. I think it's too much like shooting fish in a barrel.
True.
I'm an old-fashioned guy who has a ranch outside of San Antonio in the hill country.
When's the wedding?
It's beautiful here. I have about 2,000 acres where my cattle run free. I got 14 horses, 3 dogs, and a barn cat. I'm a widower with 1 son and 4 grandchildren. Don't get me wrong. There are women who have let it be known that they are interested, but they just don't have what it takes to get me going.
Ooh, little doggy.
I like a woman who is smart and feisty, natural, and loves nature instead of going shopping all the time.
Okay. You know, this is sounding better and better.
I know.
Let's elope.
I like to travel and love the water. I have a nice sized boat I keep tied up in Corpus Christi at my beach house. I figure out. What happened?
At his beach house?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm yours.
Baby, I'm yours.
Oh, I'm so
I'm
off
yours.
Key.
I get a divorce. No, honey, I'm only kidding. I figure I have worked hard my whole life raising beef, and I'm ready to enjoy the fruits of my labor. My son wants me to share my life with the right woman. Oh my God. I'm gonna cut that off. I am so sorry, people.
I hope it's not him.
I think it's my publicist. Folks, I just put my phone
ringing between
my
your
legs.
Yeah, ringing your buzzing crotch. Your vagina's ringing.
My son wants me to share my life with the right woman. Are you her? Maybe. I am 65.
Perfect.
I'm 6 feet tall and about 180 pounds.
Perfect, perfect.
In good shape. Got to be to do my job. Love to show you my spread and cook some steaks under the stars.
I'd love to show him my spread too.
Mighty big sky down here in Texas. Oh, and by the way, I got a full head of silver hair.
Oh, hello. This is somebody's punking me now.
And he signs it deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh, come on. That's a cruel joke played by one of the trolls who's always trying to take me down. I just know it.
I don't know, Sin. He does sound like he's
too good to be true. Well, you know, a lot of times those guys, they don't want to shop at their doorstep. They have to look beyond that because mm-hmm. the women, hey, listen, the competition is fierce. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, especially for a man who's this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and he probably could have his pick of whatever he wants. The fact that he wants a little piece of charity is, you know, but.
He's got a tiger by the tail.
Yeah. Yeah. I just know being punked. I just know. Well, it's interesting that he talk about having a boat and a beach house, because I've got a boat letter too.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that's funny.
Yeah.
I think you should email this one back.
I'll email him in a heartbeat, as long as I don't.
The book guy.
I don't find out that he's really a woman and living her second sentence at the Orange is the New Black jail. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Dear Charity and Gwendolyn, summer is here and I'm dreading it. I have a great girlfriend and I have a boat.
Oh.
Every weekend we go out on the lake with a group of friends and tool around, eat, drink, and have fun. Here's my issue. I love my girlfriend. She's a curvy girl and I like some junk in the trunk.
Oh.
But she's a little too curvy to wear the skimpy bikinis she dons.
Oh, girl.
They are barely three triangles and a couple of strings, and there's too much of everything hanging out and jiggling around. I know my friends are making fun of her behind her back.
Aww.
She tells me the women say, embrace your curves, but I'm betting they're snarky, too.
Aww.
Oh, you can bet that. We're going out on the boat next weekend with a bunch of people I work with who have never had exposure to her skin and cellulite show.
Oh my God.
How do I suggest to her that maybe she needs a little more bikini? She's beautiful, but come on. Signed, Weighing on My Mind.
Wow. Well, Weighing on Your Mind, there's a fabulous website, which I will find out what it is for you, that sells bikinis of different eras. They're like some of the great bikinis like Marilyn Monroe mm-hmm. wore, like that service curvy girls. I'd say you should buy her one.
I think that's a great idea.
You know, and say, honey, you look like a 40s movie star.
Yeah.
50s movies. You look like you remind me of Marilyn Monroe, whatever.
And buy a cover up too, just in case she goes and cuts it all down. Here's the cover up.
Some fabulous serape to go with it, some beachy serape, and just say, I want you to be glamorous.
Well, you know, there's, first of all, kudos to her that she thinks I can rock a bikini. But you have to also understand that you know when you don't really look good. Come on. And there are women who just don't care. They're going to do it anyway. So what is it about? Is it about the it's in your face too bad, or, you know, or has he built her up in her head so high that it, this is a hard one, because I think it's great to say buy a bathing suit, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to, you know, put a story around that present.
Yeah.
I remember watching Diane Sawyer on an interview, and she was talking to a person who works people out and helps them reform their bodies and get in shape. And she was working out with this person, and the person, she said to the person, she said, you know, sometimes I look in the mirror and I think I look just fine. She said, but then I go to try on these pants that I want to wear and they don't fit anymore. And she said, what is that? It's like a form of lying to myself. And the person is, that's right. She said, you tell yourself a lie and you believe it, mm-hmm. to in order to get over what's actually happened to your body.
Right.
You know, so you can continue.
Oh, really? The best thing would be, certainly she's seen pictures of herself.
I don't know. You know, these lake boat people get pretty drunk.
Well, I mean, I have been in situations where, you know, three triangles in a string, you know, is, and unless you are a hard body and young, it goes with youth. Come on, girls. You know, when you're sitting in a chair and your belly touches your knees
or your thighs.
Yeah. Or it actually seeps over onto the top of the seat. You know, that's not a good look.
No.
It's not sexy.
It's also from his point of view, what are we talking about here? Because we really don't know what the woman looks like.
Right.
You know.
Well, he says she's beautiful, but that could be just to him.
But she's got cellulite and she's got excess
jiggly bits.
Well.
Because, see, this is the other thing, too. I love how they're putting all this. Well, we have plus size models now. And then they show these women. And a lot of them are not what I would consider plus size, you know. And then they show some that are pretty big girls. Mm-hmm. But they don't have an ounce of anything on them. So you know that this has been airbrushed to death.
Yeah,
you know,
it's so
until we are ready to embrace, and it really seems to be just a female problem. Until we're ready to embrace what women actually look like, I don't know what the solution is, but I can understand where he would be embarrassed by that.
Yes. And I can, and also what's wrong is that the women in the group are telling her it's okay.
Embrace your curves.
Which,
you know,
I'd like to see what they're wearing.
Yeah.
And what kind of shape they're in. You know?
But I mean, if she comes trolloping down, dancing around with the people he works with who have never met her before.
Go online and look up vintage bathing suits today, and you get her appeal to her femininity as far as glamour is concerned. And there's some bathing suits. I just recently bought a bathing suit. Well, actually a couple of years ago, and every bathing suit I put on besides this bathing suit doesn't grab my body and pull it into place, because I'm a curvy girl, you know, and this bathing suit makes me feel comfortable. It's a one piece. But it has a very sexy top.
One can be very sexy.
Very sexy top, you know. In fact, I put a little sarong on with it. And he goes, that looks really good. And for my husband to say that, you know, I believe him.
Because
he's a man that doesn't lie.
Well, the other thing is, too, he could be honest with her and say, listen, these are people from work. Let's tone it down a little bit because
let's go shopping.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You know, and if her feelings get hurt, then that's on her. Because the reality check, girls, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you know something? Me saying, like, oh, man, do I look fat in these jeans? And then if you say, yeah, that's like the kiss of death. But women really do want to know the truth. Do you think I look nice? How do you think I look?
And honestly, you know how you look.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're really honest with yourself, you know how you look. And age appropriate and body size appropriate, you must dress.
Yeah. Well, not only that, it is a little disgusting if there's young kids around and stuff that you're dancing around and could have a nip explosion. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm visualizing her kind of more than just a curvy girl.
Well, is it what's her name who's on Cheers?
Kirsten Alley,
or
is it,
yeah.
or is it what's her name at her biggest, the one that died, the real beautiful blonde, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Anna Nicole Smith.
When she got like big.
But she wore those one piece bathing suits like great.
Yeah,
when
she looked beautiful. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
Just so messed up. But, you know, I'm still looking at the Corpus Christi beach house of my past. I'm available.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of
sexes. And I love San Antonio. Yeah, that's got me written all over.
Right? Oh, Hill Country. You'd be great out there. Yeah. Take your horses out there.
Yeah, we'll be divorced.
I'll tell you something. We mentioned men get away with it, but they don't. I remember the first time I went to Europe, and I'm in the south of France, in this big, fat fuck with a cigar and a Speedo came by. Oh. And I looked at it smothered in, you know, Saint-Tropez or whatever, you know, tropical oily skin with gold chains and this big belly and this hairy chest and a Speedo.
Oh, no. You know, Speedo should be outlawed anyway.
Yeah, it was like not. The only thing I can think of it that someone can relate to is like Christy in a baseball uniform. It's like, who told you you look good in that, man?
Well, you know, even worse than that, I was on the beach. This was a long time ago. And a bunch of girls, we were on the beach and this lifeguard had a Speedo on and his girlfriend was walking in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently got a little excited.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
And, you know, pitched a little tent in his Speedo. And it was like, the poor guy. He had no... What was he going to do? Grab it? You know, he had no towel or anything, so he just had to kind of walk, pointing south. Pointing west, actually.
Yeah, where's that towel? Yeah. I left it the...
But Speedos are horrible.
Speedos are horrible.
You know. I mean, the guys that are in the Olympics, that's a different kind of bait. It's not even a real... I'm talking about those nylon-y Speedos that look like little panties.
Yeah, oh, terrible. God, no. Terrible. No. And that's a big thing in Europe. You know, all these old guys, they just... Let you know, grease up and gold chains and Speedos and bellies. You know, like Thanksgiving turkeys.
Well, I imagine her to be the female equivalent of that. So I'm thinking, you know what? I think get her a bathing suit. Tell her your boss is coming. You're mm-hmm. going to tone it down a little bit. Wear a matching shirt. Have a whole thing going on, the two of you.
Yeah, do a theme. You know, like, let's get on the boat and let's like, you know, do a Hollywood kind of.
There you go.
Make believe we're going to Cuba with Hemingway.
Right. And speaking of which, because you know all now the relations in Cuba are starting to quiet down and they're having cruises now and everything. I really wonder how the people that went through all of that feel about that now at this point. It's so long ago, but even so.
You mean the Cubans?
That came here, that expatriated, that Gloria Estefan and her family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were so vehemently hatred. They had so much hatred toward. Yeah,
it was horrible.
But I find that interesting that that's happening.
I want to go.
Cuba looks like a cool place.
I want to go.
It looks like a cool place.
The music, the cars. Oh, my God, the cars.
Dark men, you know, dark-haired men. Love it.
Now, there you'll have some well-endowed women, you know, curvy women there.
But somehow I don't think they're dancing around in a pasties and a G-string on a boat. You know, it's like, we've been there. We've had those days, our days in the sun with that. Okay.
Yeah,
if you've got the body to rock it while you can. This girl does not. And she's starting to embarrass him to the point where he feels bad that he's going to have to embarrass her to fix it.
I don't think he wants to.
No.
But yeah. And listen, you know, if it's a bass boat, then she's right.
Get a high wind. Let her stand in the stern.
I don't want to party on a bass boat.
No. Oh my gosh. Well, listen, hey, let us know how that works out.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
VintageBathingSuits.com.
I think that's a great idea. All right, let's see what else do we have.
What you got?
All right. Dear Love Burns, I'm dating 3 men at once. Not all on the same day, of course, though it came close one time.
Oh.
They all know about each other, and I think they are pulling out all the stops to top one another.
Wow.
I enjoy the attention, and the gifts. Is that wrong? I know eventually I'll have to make a choice, or one of them will. But for now, I'm having a good time. I'm in my 50s and dating again after a divorce from a marriage of 20 years. No, this is not my life story.
No, this is not.
I want some playtime. Just don't want to turn it into pay up time. How should I handle this merry-go-round? Three-timer in Trenton. You go, girl.
Three-timer in Trenton. Listen, have fun. You know, enjoy this because it'll probably never happen again.
Exactly. And I think that here's what I've noticed. This has been my experience. There are a lot of men that do really want to get back into a marriage situation because they were used to being taken care of. But a lot of men really want this. They just want to date, but they want to be able to date a bunch of women.
Yeah.
So how do you know you're the only one? A.
Yeah.
And B, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you all know it above board, but you must practice safe sex.
Yes.
Because STDs for people over 50, sky high.
Sky high, right.
You know, because everybody assumes, well, they had to be, you know, everything's cool.
Were married for 20 years,
right.
And blah, blah, blah.
You know, and no. 9 times out of 10, there's a reason why they're not married anymore. And remember, who you sleep with, you're sleeping with every person they slept with. So.
Okay, mom.
Yeah. It's a little frightening when I look at that statistic. But.
Kidding.
Three at once, they all know about each other, so they're all kind of in a competition.
How do they know about each other? Are they all friends?
I guess she must have just told them. I'm seeing somebody.
Are they passing her around?
I don't know. But you know what? Bravo to her if she were to say, well, yes, I'll date you, but I'm also dating two other men. If you're okay with that.
Yeah. Well,
most men I know wouldn't go for that.
No. It's kind of sad to see a 50-year-old party girl.
You're not wearing a bikini on a boat next weekend, are you?
Exactly.
Hmm. And she loves the attention and the gifts.
Oh. Where are these guys?
Yeah, no kidding.
Where are these guys?
Yeah. You know, I'd like to take one off your hands.
If it's JCPenney jewelry, keep them.
There you go.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. They know about each other, and I think they're pulling out all the stops to top one another.
Huh. Now, she was married before, you said?
Yeah, she's just gotten out of a marriage of 20 years. She's in her 50s. And she says, I want playtime, just don't want to turn it into pay-up time. So maybe it hasn't gone into physical. What I found, my experience has been that older men don't really want a pen pal or a telephone.
Mm-mm.
You know, they want to get to the point while they can still get a point.
Get a point.
yeah.
Well, okay, have fun. Have a lot of fun. But at the same time, watch out what kind of reputation you're getting.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it.
You're in Trenton, New Jersey. Trenton's probably a great town. Excuse me. What's in my thought?
I tried to give us a burlesque drum and it didn't go.
Da, 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 da.
Our sound effects aren't working.
Off the stage.
Delayed reaction. She got the big hook.
Listen.
Women are really starting to come into Wow, Blog Talk Radio is really messing with us today. No, I'm not sitting on anyone's lap.
Excuse me, my phone just rang.
Was that sound just emanating from between your legs?
Man, it has a mind of its own.
Oh, gee. You know, women are really coming into their own now. This is the year of the girl. Okay. Women are starting.
Older
broads. And we're starting to speak up. We're starting to demand to be recognized, appreciated, and want it understood that we still have something to offer. That being said, don't be a game player. You know, one of these three certainly has to have your interest piqued more than the others. Unless she happened to have three men who said, oh, I'm fine with this arrangement. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have to commit. Yep. I can just play.
There you go. And see, that's where you got to be careful, because
if they all know about each other, are they all saying, oh, he's going to get her first?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Ooh. So if they're each playing with somebody else too, now you've got seven people in the mix.
Yeah.
That's a big crowd.
Yeah. Or maybe
Caligula.
14. Yeah.
I do know that there are some men that really just want companionship, mm-hmm. dinner, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But if these guys are wining, dining, and gifting you, then obviously
who gets on third home plate.
Yeah. Because it sounds to me like maybe they haven't even made it around the bases yet. If she said she wants play time, but she doesn't want it to be pay up time.
Hmm.
Pay up time.
Well, I'm curious. What's first base?
Kissing.
What's second base?
A little fondling over the shirt.
What's third base?
I think it's down south. You know, maybe touching below the belt.
Okay, and
home plate is nakedness.
Slamming it at home. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Now that's what I'm thinking. Now, my version of the bases could be totally off. You know,
no, it sounds right. You know, it sounds right.
Yeah, it's first base, a little kissing. Second base, I made it to second base. You know, got felt up a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Third base,
got a feel. Third base, you know, went
cave diving with exploration below the waist. You know,
dry humping maybe.
Yeah. And then home plate, sliding in.
And you baseball aficionados out there, please, yeah, guys, let us know what.
Set us straight on that, because we could be so far off, and I could have discovered just now that my entire dating life up, you know, past the age of 16 was all a total hoax.
Yeah, I've never gotten past third base.
That's terrible. What do you got?
Oh, okay. Hi, Charity and Gwendolyn. I am a 50-something woman with two children in their late 20s, and a doctor husband who divorced me 15 years ago for his nurse. I never remarried and have dated some, but no man ever fitted into my life. My children are great and married and have given me four wonderful grandbabies. They are the light of my life. I was a teacher before I married, and after the divorce, I returned to teach history to freshman college students at a prestigious school. I love to go on cruises, and a few years back, I met someone very special who actually lives in my city and works in the teaching field too. We are the same age, so we have so much in common when it comes to art, music, and lifestyle. We've decided to move in together and share our lives and even get married. I have never been so happy. My problem is that my love is another woman. I don't know how to tell my children, even though they know her as my best friend that I do so much with, including taking vacations. They love her and she loves them. She has no children and comes from a failed marriage as well. I'm also concerned about what my ex-husband will think and all our friends. Do you have any advice for us? We listen to your show every week and we adore both of you. Your sense of humor, but also your advice is good and honest. Hopefully not star-crossed lovers.
Go for it.
Exactly.
Go for it. You know, your kids are going to probably shock you and just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Give them a chance to, you know, absorb it, because they'll probably have questions. And what do you care what your fucking ex-husband thinks?
Oh, do it, girl.
I mean, he's an ex-husband for a reason.
Yeah. And what about your friends? I mean, obviously they've been hiding this and living
a lie,
kind of.
You know,
she may be surprised how many people
actually knew.
Yeah.
And didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Well, begs the question with Caitlyn Jenner. Now we find out that this was no secret for years, and Hollywood knew.
Right.
That Bruce Jenner liked to dress as a woman.
Right.
So I really think that the people, what's that famous Dr. Seuss saying? Those that mind don't matter. Those that matter don't mind.
Oh.
So I just think they need to be direct. Say, right. Listen, we're in love. And this might be the last time we're in love in our lives. And we want to see it through.
Yeah. And now that all states will marry.
Yep. Hallelujah.
Sex, yeah.
You know.
Fantastic.
It disappoints me. Listen, I understand people's religious beliefs, but you need to understand that you can't pull that card out just when it fits a specific problem that you have with
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because really then in your religion, most of these people forbids divorce too. And I don't know about you, but most of my Bible thumping friends back where I live, most of them are divorced, mm-hmm. maybe twice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So mm-hmm. you can't do that. And if you don't like it, but if you are an elected official and part of your job is to administer marriage licenses and mm-hmm. you don't like it, because then you need to quit your job.
Wow. Yeah.
You need to quit your job. In my county, she refused. And was told she had to. And she said, well, she'd issue the license.
Smith County?
Yeah. But she won't do the marriage.
She won't officiate.
Okay. Well, that's part of your job. You were an elected official. There's nothing in your election thing that says that your religion takes precedent over right. the law. Right. This is a law from the Supreme Court.
It just gets down to that every time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The law mm-hmm. and religion.
Mm-hmm.
Religion.
We're held hostage in this country by mm-hmm. religion and race.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just start out by starving the story and not talking about it anymore, that's the way you solve it. Stop talking about it.
It's impossible, though, now when you have 24/7, 365 news.
That's it. And it's constant feed. But I've been on my Facebook page pretty adamant about people. Read your, like the Oregon bakers who got fined. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot more to that story. Those people went on a witch hunt against that gay couple and put their names on Facebook, put their addresses on Facebook.
No.
So everybody knew where they lived. They got death threats. They did not lose the lawsuit because they refused to serve. They lost the lawsuit because they defamed and libeled those people. So they deserve to get punished.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Evil.
You know, and they were the ones that kept it on the news. The actual gay couple never gave an interview.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, before you start going and touting, you check your facts. Check your facts.
Exactly.
You know, all these charts of money being spent in this country. I can make a chart right now and put it up there and everybody believe it's real. Check your facts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's when you're in the middle, and you're looking at both sides and you're like dumber, you know, but anyway,
Hey girls, I'd say go for it. Be honest with your children.
Yep.
And who cares about your ex-husband and your friends, those who are really your friends, you'll know who to invite to your,
exactly.
to your party.
And that's all you'll want around you anyway. You want to be happy. Choose happiness, choose love.
I know. I mean, when you find someone that you want to spend your life with, how many times does that happen in your life?
Mm-mm.
Whether it's same sex or not.
Yep.
You know, it's like, Charity, I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Okay. Well,
as
what
my
about,
friend.
Okay. I was going to say, what about my future husband in San Antonio? I hope he's out buying the ring right now.
Oh, maybe he'll give you a four-wheel drive, a three-wheel ATV or something.
That'd be all right. Horsepower is good. All right. I got a short one and then we'll wrap it up.
Oh no.
Dear girls, we have new neighbors. Our yards are small and back up to each other. They put up an above the ground pool and built a deck around it.
Oh, God.
My new view, butt crack.
Oh God.
Suggestions, my eyes.
Splash.
Butt crack.
Oh God.
So the deck is probably the height of their fence.
Oh,
that's bad.
That's why I put an 8-foot fence around my property.
That's bad. You might have to just get yourself a nice big umbrella and bend it so you. Wow.
Well, you know, plant some bamboo.
There you go.
Put some bamboo all along your fence, and within like a year, it can grow up to 12 feet tall.
butt crack. Yeah, that would be bad. That would turn me off. I wouldn't want to go out on my deck and see
the noise.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, people who, you know, between the kids and then the families and the drinking on the weekends and the parties and the, oh my God, what a nightmare.
Probably they have zoning where they're not supposed to have that pool so close to your fence. You know, see, we had that in New York.
Yeah.
So, but unless somebody's going to enforce it, and I don't think you want to start out a relationship with your new neighbor having the zoning people come and
so
say
they're the new neighbor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, it's depending on where you live, it's hot summers. You might want to get in that pool at some time with butt crack.
Oh my gosh. So we went from jiggly bits to butt crack. We went top and bottom.
And then we went west.
We did. Well, great, that's it. We got to wrap it up. We're at the end of the road. Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
And we didn't even, look, we don't have much money in the kitty today.
You know, we were pretty good. We kept our cursing down.
We did. We had some pretty serious subjects.
We did. But you know what? Listen, we love to get your letters. Please write us at
Gwendolyn
Love Burns with Charity and Gwendolyn at yahoo.com.
Thank you very much.
And we will answer your letters.
Yeah.
We might not tell you what you want to hear, but we'll tell you what we want to say.
Yeah. I mean, you can always rebuttal.
There you go. And we're looking forward to that too. So, all right. Without further ado, we're signing off. I'm Charity Trueheart.
I'm Gwendolyn Lovequist, and have a great week and stay cool.
You've been listening to Love Burns on Blog Talk Radio. It's an acoustic.